Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Haircut in Hong Kong. This is my column for Country Squire magazine of 18th of February 2023. One of my favourite places to stay in Hong Kong is the Y. This is the YMCA Hotel in Sim Sai Choi, on the Kowloon side of the Hong Kong harbour. Sitting next to the unaffordable, for me, peninsula, it offers the same views and the same convenience as its more prestigious neighbour, but at less than half the price. Before you have images of the village people in a dingy hall with snooker tables, let me disabuse you. The Y is a four-star hotel with superb rooms and suites, a swimming pool, an indoor climbing wall and good restaurants. It also has one of the most impressive foyers of any hotel in Hong Kong. The Y is one of several hotels run by youth organisations and charities. The hotel trade in Hong Kong is lucrative, and even the Boy Scout movement is in on the act with the Baden-Powell Hotel. Proof of the popularity of the Y is the sheer difficulty of getting one of its hundreds of rooms, but when you do, you realise why it is so popular. If you are lucky enough to get a harbour view at a high enough level, the permanent light show from the Hong Kong Island buildings is breathtaking, and this is a superb place from which to watch the 7 o'clock evening laser light show. Even when I'm not staying in the Y, I always visit. It's a great place for brunch. It offers a pleasant air-conditioned conduit between Peking Road and the waterfront, and at times when my work in the Far East has detained me for several weeks, it's a good place to get a haircut. I've had many haircuts there, but it is my first haircut there that was the most memorable. My locks have not been flowing for many years, and a short spell in active service with the British Army in the Middle East convinced me of the many benefits of keeping my hair under close-cropped control. I hate to feel it on my collar or to see it creeping around the side of my head when I look in the mirror. If it's not dry by the time I've stepped out of the shower, then I know it's time to seek professional help. I was staying in the Y and had passed the hairdressing salon several times. It did say on the sign on the door that appointments were possible, but not always necessary. Most of the time I passed by and it was busy, but I returned to the hotel one day and entering by the waterfront door where the salon is located, I saw that it was empty and took my chances. A small Chinese lady with little English in a smock was sweeping up hair from the previous customer, and I asked if it was possible for me to have a haircut. She looked around, I presume to indicate that the place was empty, and gestured for me to sit down on the chair in front of the large mirror. By a series of gestures and using my fingers to indicate number two, I showed the lady what kind of cut I wanted and she proceeded to trim my hair. She made a beautiful job and I asked how much it was going to cost. $100, she told me, about £10, and I paid her with a 100 Hong Kong dollar note which she put into her pocket and then started sweeping up my hair from the floor. A few months later I was back in Hong Kong and in need of a haircut. I was not staying at the Y, but I made the journey there from my hotel off Nathan Road, and to my delight the hairdressing salon was empty. There was the same Chinese lady who had cut my hair leaning on her brush, and a Chinese gentleman in a smock, but one much superior to that worn by the lady. He indicated that I should sit down and proceeded, speaking to me now and then, to cut my hair. When it came to paying, I offered him a $100 note out of my wallet and handed it to him, but he indicated that the cost was $110. So I fished out a $10 note, assuming that the prices had been raised, and tried to hand him the money. He put his hands up, shook his head and told me, "No, we don't handle the money." He wrote me a bill to take to the YMCA bookshop opposite where I was supposed to pay. I stole a glance at the very sheepish Chinese lady, quietly sweeping up my hair and trying not to make eye contact with me. I had to make a quick exit, and to this day, the people in the till at the bookshop still wonder why this crazy old guaylo was laughing so hysterically.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.